this is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6 in the Old Testament, the first book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 6. The reading begins at verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, beginning reading at verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee, that they shall be male and female. Reading this verse once again now, Genesis chapter 6, verse 19. Genesis chapter 6, verse 19. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 22. Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 22. Let us pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Come into the ark. Come into the ark. Come into the ark. Our topic for this session. Many of you are not aware of how utterly bad things are on planet Earth at this particular time. You may ask, well, Reverend, what particular time is this? And I mention that because these worship services are presented in many places at many other times. I will, though, date this particular one so that it stands in the annals of human history as a dated sermon. I am speaking to you in the United States of America on the date of February 16th, 2012, as reckoned by our calendar. And it is somewhere around 9:50 or 9:55 p.m. Eastern Time, or what one would call New York time. And I want those of you who are alive on planet Earth on the date of February 16, 2012, to understand how seriously ungodly our planet has become. I read from Genesis chapter 6 in the Holy Bible, not so much to rehash the great deluge, or the great deluge, or the great flood, and Noah's part in it. But I wanted in particular you to hear the reason for the flood that destroyed almost all human earth, or human life, from the face of the earth. I wanted you to hear the reason for the flood. And I contend that things are very bad today almost similar to the way they were during that time, though there are theologians who would take issue with this and say, oh no, Paige, things are not, because Jesus has died and the church is in the earth and the church holds great sway. I won't argue with you on that, but I will present some food for thought. But let's go again now to Genesis chapter 6 and again see the reason for the flood and for the destruction of most people and most things on planet Earth. Going again to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and reading, beginning reading at verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And I contend that maybe not in your country, this goes out over the internet and perhaps over satellite, and perhaps you may be in a country that is enjoying a great time for the Christian church. But I happen to be in one, the United States of America, that is becoming more and more vile, more and more secular, more and more desecrating. And I want to kind of dwell a little on that word desecrating. I was today riding in my vehicle and just happened to turn to a radio station that I listened to from time to time, and the vileness and the profanity I heard on that station was astounding. That, of course, has been on television, in the movies, and on the videos, but Satan has sought during the last 25 years in particular to totally desecrate the public environment with profanity. It is not funny. It is not entertaining. It is not interesting. It is absolutely despicable. You're cursing. You're saying words that are curse words. I happen to be African American, and I stand because the people that I heard saying those things today sounded to me to be African American. And I'm old enough to be an African-American grandfather. I want to say to you young African-Americans and you middle-aged African-Americans, it is despicable. It is ungodly. I deny you. I separate from you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, I tell you, you have been deceived utterly. Many of you are descendants of slaves, American slaves. Do you not know it was Almighty God that got us out of slavery? Do you not know that it was not the goodness of the heart of any man, white, black, red, yellow, or green, but it was Almighty God? As I thought about it today, after having heard you on the radio, I began to wonder, well, maybe that's why God let Africans go through slavery in the first place. Maybe there was a lot of mess going on in Africa, the same kind of mess I heard you doing on radio today. And you are not, and it wasn't just today. I know you are making videos and you are sending them all over the world. You are making tapes. You are making DVDs. You are recording that profanity. And I understand that it's being bankrolled by white people. I understand that. And I understand that some of you are saying, well, that's my only way out of the ghetto. I am old enough to have better sense than that. You can't fool me with that. That may be your only way out of the ghetto, but that's the wrong way. If that's the only way you can get out of the ghetto and get out of poverty, stay in the ghetto and stay in poverty. Well, Paige, you don't know how bad it is. Paige, you don't know how our lives are. Yeah, you old granddaddy, you went to college. You have a college degree. I can tell because it sounds like you kind of know how to speak halfway. I don't know how to speak as well as you, and I don't have the education you have. Let me tell you, my black brother, and I'm not going to call you brother. You're cursing. I'm not calling you brother. And my black sister said, well, don't come down on us. Get on the racist white people. No, I'm talking to you now. I'm old enough to be your granddaddy. I'm 65 years old at least. I'm old enough to be your granddaddy, and I'm not scared of this. I'm going to tell you that cussing, C-U-S-S-I-N-G, that cussing, C-U-S-S-I-N-G, and C-U-R-S-E-I-N-G, it is despicable. There is nothing black about it. There's nothing bad about it, except when I say bad, because some of you use bad to mean good. It is all evil. It is of Satan. It is ungodly. And I'm surprised that your old black grandmama and granddaddy don't tell you that. Some of them are pulling down the money that you're bringing in. And so I'm talking to you old black granddaddy and black grandmama. I'm black too, but I'm not black like you because I know Jesus Christ. If you an old black man or an old black woman and you're not telling these young black kids it's despicable using all this profanity, I'm ashamed of you and I separate from you. I don't care if you don't like me. I don't care. It does not matter to me. I'm a black man. I'm not a pushover. Nobody can push me over. White man can't push me over. Black man can't push me over. You can't push me over. I know what's right. This cussing that these black young kids are doing is a shame. It is a shame. It is a shame. Well, they got it from the white people. I know that. But you have a mind. And it didn't all come from the white people because we used to cuss. I used to cuss too until God got hold of me. I'm not saying I've been good all my life, but this stuff you all are doing is dragging down our people. You are telling people all over the world that this is what African Americans are. This is what black people are. Well, that's not what I am. I am not like you. No, I am not like you, and don't care whether you like it or not. I am a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't know why you're coming down on the young people. They're just doing what they're taught because they need to be stopped from this mess they're doing. But I told you it's the white people putting them on. I know it. I know the white people have the money. We don't have any money, Harley. We don't have enough money. It's not only whites. Some are Indians, some are Jews, and the Jews don't want to hear this. See, in America, if you say something about a Jew, you are anti-Semitic. Well, you can call me whatever you want, but if you are bankrolling this, you are an ungodly Jew. If you are bankrolling this, you are an ungodly Indian. If you are bankrolling this mess, this cursing that's going on, you are an ungodly Englishman. If you are bankrolling this, you are an ungodly Chinese. If you are bankrolling this, you are an ungodly African from Africa. And if you are bankrolling this, you are ungodly American. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if you don't like me, but I'm going to tell you, somebody needs to tell you, this mess needs to stop. I was just driving my car at lunchtime today, and this mess comes on. Now, somebody's got to tell you. Everybody else is afraid to tell you. But let me tell you old people, because some of you are older than I am, and some of you are in church, and you are not saying anything. And I want to know what the preachers are saying. Most of all preachers, black, white, red, and yellow, most of all, this must be laid at your door. What in God's name are you preaching in the church? What in God's name are you preaching in the church? What in God's name are you preaching in the church? It is a shame. It is a shame. And you need to stop it. Now I'm going to read to you what God said. You sound like you mad, Reverend. Nah, I'm not mad. I am disgusted. I am totally disgusted. Totally disgusted at this mess that you're putting out in the public sector. And if somebody names the name of Jesus Christ, you are ready to fight. There was a great star woman that passed recently. During the last days, I understood that she sang, "Jesus loved me." I wouldn't be surprised if somebody killed her for singing, "Jesus loved me," or for saying, "Jesus loved me." And I guarantee you won't hear them play that much on the media because they are against Jesus. Now, I know it's not just black people, but I'm talking to black people now. I'm talking to my people, people who are my color. I don't care if you call me racist, but I am not racist. You need to understand. Now, it is so bad in the United States of America, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody killed a person for singing, "Jesus loved me." That's how bad it is. Now, I brought you to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, and so you can understand why God destroyed the world, the earth, in the first place. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Well, seminary professor, Reverend Dr. Seminary professor is going to say, "Well, Paige, don't you understand that that's why we have a church? Don't you understand that sinners sin? Don't you understand that that's just the way it is? Don't you understand that that's why there was the ark? Don't you understand, Paige, that the ark was to save those who weren't involved in that?" Yes, Reverend Dr. Seminary professor, I understand that. And I call all of you into the ark. The ark is Jesus Christ. I call you into the ark of safety because the world is in dire condition, and particularly the United States of America. And there are these young, moneyed people, many of whom are not black. Many of whom are not black. And they are having a field day desecrating the public sphere with profanity. I even read an account of some young people, and they weren't black, out in Hollywood, and they were writing different kinds of television movies, and their intent was to have children cursing in the television movies and cursing in the sitcom. I know black people that it's coming from the white people in terms of bankrolling and from some of the yellow people and the people of color who have money. I know it takes big money, and I know most of us don't have big money. I know it is not just us, but this sermon is to you. Because just because they're willing to pay you to do it, that is no excuse for you to do it. Just because that's a way to make money, there is no excuse for making money that way. And so I call all people into the ark of safety, into Jesus Christ our Lord. I know sin has been here a long time, but somebody must stand up and address this. Now I talked about old black people and old black men and old black women. Now I want to talk about old white men and old white women. What are you doing? What are you doing? Many of you out there marching for homosexual activity. Many of you out there marching for abortion. Many of you out there marching for birth control. You care nothing about God. I'm talking about old white men and old white women. Many of you are spearheading this. Many of you are killing people through Planned Parenthood. Yes, it's killing. K-I-L-L-I-N-G. You are killing people, innocent babies in the womb. Innocent, helpless babies in the womb. You are killing them, and you are bankrupting them. You are bankrolling. You are bankrolling the killing of them. White people, white men, white women, white men, white women. It ain't just us. It A-I-N apostrophe T, just us. You are enabling this through your ungodly funding of these things that are killing people. You've already killed, according to the stats, since the year 1973, you already killed more than 50 million babies in America through abortion. In America, more than 50 million Americans in the womb were not able to see the light of day. 50 million Americans, 50 million Americans, less than 60,000 Americans died in Vietnam. Less than 60,000 Americans died in the war in Vietnam. And yet since the war in Vietnam, which ended around 1973, it began ending a little earlier, but since the end of the Vietnam War, since Roe v. Wade, you and most of you that bankrolled it are white people. You have killed, according to the stats, at least 50 million Americans. That's why God has had to send Mexicans over here. That's why the Mexicans are here, because you've killed so many Americans. You've killed 50 million Americans. It ain't just us, it's you too. I'll talk to you one day, but I'm talking to black people today. I'm talking to old black men and old black women. I'm talking to middle-aged black men and middle-aged black women. And I'm talking particularly to these so-called educated black men and black women who are leading this. You tell me you are educated. You tell me you are doctor this and doctor that. Please. And you are supporting this. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I got this degree and I got that degree. And you're supporting this cussing. You're supporting this abortion. You're supporting this homosexual activity. Talking about your civil rights. That's stupidity. That is stupidity. But you're supposed to be doctor this and doctor that. Please, 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 please. And you know nothing about the Bible, most of you. What you know now is sports. You can call 50 sports of figures, and you can't name 15 Bible figures. You might know Jesus Christ. You might know Peter and Paul and John. Beyond that, you probably don't know many others. It's a shame. It's a shame. It is a shame. It is a shame. This is my occasion to tell you, you need to wake up, because it is not that it's just bad. God is going to react to this mess. God is going to react to this mess. God is going to react to this mess. Not me. I'm not going to bother you. I wouldn't bother a hair of your head. I wouldn't lift a finger against you to where, Reverend, you sound mad. I am very, 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 very grieved and very disappointed. But I wouldn't dare lift a finger against you. Because God says, if you listen to my other ministers, God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. In other words, to those of you who got the PhDs, what that means is, in ghetto language, is God says, I'll get you. God says, I'll get you. God says, I told you what to do. I showed you how to do it. And I gave you time, and you went and did the wrong thing, and I still gave you time, but I will get you. I will get you. And God will get you. He got them in Noah's time. He has gotten them in other times. And he will get you in Jesus Christ. But many of you are not in the ark. You need to come into Jesus Christ. White people, black people, Jewish people, Chinese people, Indian people, you name it, whatever you are. You need to come into Jesus Christ. Well, we have our own God. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, the God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And yes, Jews, you need him too, because Jesus told the Jew Nicodemus, ye must be born again. I don't care about you calling me anti-Semitic, because Jesus didn't care about you calling him that if you did, because he rose up and told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Now, I know most Americans are afraid of you Jews. Even in my local town, I was in charge of a committee one time here in my local town. And I don't like hypocrisy. I don't like hypocrisy at all. And we were supposed to be dealing with racism. And I just laid it out to them. We are not racist. I said, racism is pervasive in this area. Oh, no, we are not racist. We are not racist. And I laid it out to them how they were racist. And then one Jew came to me and said, well, you should never run for public office. What he was saying was that I was too OD'd on Jesus Christ. I laid it out too strong for them. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter to me, because if God can't handle you, then I need to have whatever he lets happen to me happen. If God can't protect me, then I need to suffer what he lets happen. So I'm not worried about you, because if God can't handle you, if the God I serve cannot handle you, then whatever happens to me, it's all right. But I guarantee you, not only can he handle you, he can handle everybody else. I'm not being mad. I'm not mad, but I want you to know that God calls us into the ark. God calls us to holiness. Well, what set him off? You say, you know, there's some psychiatrist saying, well, you know, he sounds like something set him off, y'all. Y'all better watch him. Let me tell you, I'm a preacher, Mr. Psychiatrist. I've been a preacher for a long time, but I've spoken my mind ever since I've been on planet Earth. I've spoken my mind from the time I was a young boy in high school. Let me give you an example. You think I'm out of character? I was a young boy in high school, Mr. Psychiatrist, and I was the president of my high school class. And it was a racist high school because it was all black. It was all black back then when we had all black high schools. I was a senior class president. But I was my own NAACP way back then when I was in high school. I was my own NAACP. They didn't have to tell me what was right and wrong. Our white superintendent came and he said to us, well, I think for your senior class gift, you ought to leave the school a water fountain. And I jumped up and said, it's your job to buy water fountains. It is not our job to buy water fountains. Water fountains is your job, not our job. That superintendent sat down. He didn't say anything else to me. So if I sound crazy now, I've been crazy a long time, Mr. Psychiatrist. Anyway, let me come back to this stuff. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. You see, God is no respecter of persons, and neither am I. God is no respecter of persons. I don't care what your race is, what your color, what you say about me. It doesn't matter. I'm bringing the word of God. God will judge this mess. I started talking about profanity in the public sector. I started talking about soiling the public sector. And nobody has been left unscathed in this sermon. I've touched white people and black people, Jewish people and Chinese people and Indian people and every other person who is a person. I'm talking to you too if you are involved in this mess. God does not like it. And I'm nowhere near good as God, and I sure don't like it. So if some person like me doesn't like it, you can be sure that God does not like this profane polluting of the public atmosphere. God does not like it, and God, just like he did in Noah's time, you see, you are laughing because, see, many of you don't believe in God. You don't believe there is a God. That's why you're doing it. That's why these young techies do some of the stuff they do, because they don't believe in God. Because you've taught them that there's no God. You so-called educated people, many of you have taught them there's no God. There's no spiritual dimension. I, from time to time, because I have a degree in political science, and I've done study in international relations, so I listen to what's going on around the world on radio and so forth, and I read the newspapers, and I hear all of these interviews. And the interviews have to do with politics, they have to do with the opinion of man, they have to do with the conscience of man. But even in the interviews, there is no serious consideration of the point of view of God. Every now and then, they will get a so-called minister, one they know is already on their side, and they'll talk to him, and he'll hem and haw most of the time. Well, the Lord is this, and the Lord is that. I'll tell you, the God doesn't like this mess. You need to talk to somebody who knows the Lord. God does not like this mess. But my point is, listen to interviews, as you listen to interviews, even if God comes up in the interview, the interviewer will find a way to cast disparagements on God and on the possibility of the reality of God. Listen to interviews. They'll talk about man's opinion. They'll talk about man's conscience. They'll talk about science. They'll talk about technology. They'll talk about the advancement of humanity. And they'll talk about the good of mankind. And they'll talk about all of these things. And in essence, God does not have a real point of view in these interviews, even if his name is named, because they don't believe in God and they want to lead other people to not believe in God. In most interviews, they want to lead other people to not believe in God, and particularly Jesus Christ. Not all of us, you see, have been deceived by Satan. Some of us know what you're doing. Some of us have the Holy Ghost. Some of us are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And so we are offended. And do you know who really is offended? It's the Holy Ghost in us. You see, in us dwells the Spirit of Almighty God. When I speak, you see, when I speak, speaking through me, let me say it this way. When I speak, that which is influencing what I speak is the Spirit of God. Not only that, and this, you see, some of you will say again, the psychiatrist will say, you done OD now. You're trying to say that you speak for God. But let me tell you, Mr. Psychiatrist, what the great German theologian and reformer whose name was Martin Luther said. Martin Luther, the great German theologian and reformer, Martin Luther said that when a minister speaks, God is speaking. Now, he may not have used the word minister, but a preacher or a priest, you understand what I'm saying. When a preacher or a priest speaks, God is speaking, according to Martin Luther, the great German reformer and theologian. Martin Luther said that when a preacher or a minister speaks, God is speaking. I've said on many occasions that, Brother Martin Luther, I hear you, and I won't say that that's true at all times, but I will say, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther, that when a minister speaks, God should be speaking. I want to agree with the great German theologian and reformer that when a minister speaks that God is speaking. But I will agree with the sense of what he said, and the sense of it is this. I agree that when a minister speaks, God should be speaking, because we ought to speak the words of God. Another point I was making, that what many of you don't realize, in us is the Holy Ghost. There was a time in Christian history when they called him the Holy Guest, G-U-E-S-T. That was a synonym for the Holy Ghost. We have in us a Holy Guest, G-U-E-S-T. He is from heaven. He is God, the Holy Ghost. In us is a Holy Guest. He is the Holy Ghost. He is God, the Holy Spirit. He is in us and in me today. When I heard that ungodly stuff coming out over the airways, he was offended. He was offended. He was deeply offended. The Bible says here in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, that it grieved God. Verse 6. And it repented the Lord. Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. Remember Genesis 6, 6. Genesis 6, 6. Genesis 6, 6. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. It grieved him at his heart. That's what happened to me today when I heard that ungodly ungodly mess on the airways. It grieved me to my heart. And I imagine that it grieved the Holy Ghost in me to his heart. God's reaction during the time of Noah was to destroy mankind and the beasts. I call you to repentance. I call you to repentance. I call you into the ark. I call you into Jesus Christ. What do I do, Reverend? You say, God, in the name of Jesus, I've sinned. Almighty God, I've sinned. I didn't realize it was this bad. But God, I, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Make me your child spiritually. Save me, save me, save me, sanctify me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Don't let me go to hell. God, it is bad. I've seen it. You tell God this. You've seen it. You tell God, God, I've seen it on TV. I've seen it in the movies. Yeah, I've heard it on the radio too. Tell God that. Tell God. Agree with God. Agree with God. Agree with God. Agree with God. Let God know that you agree with him. And seek him with all your heart. Say, oh Lord, save my soul. 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 Paige made me mad. But God, I want you to save me and make me glad. Paige made me mad. I said to myself, Paige don't have any right. I said to myself, Paige has no right to talk to me that way. But now, God, I've seen the light. Oh, God, save my soul. Oh, God, save my soul. Oh, God, save my soul. Oh, Lord, 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 save my soul. Lord, Paige is right. We are doing sin. We have sinned. We have sinned. We have sinned. Oh, Lord, forgive our sins. Oh, Lord, save my soul. Oh, Lord, bring me into Jesus Christ, the ark of safety. Oh, Lord, bring me into Jesus Christ, the ark of safety. You said, whosoever will. It doesn't matter whether I'm black, white, red, yellow, Chinese, Indian, or some other color. It doesn't matter my race, my nationality. You said, whosoever will. Oh, Lord, save my soul. Oh, Lord, save my soul. Paige, how long do I say this? Until he saves you. Until he saves you. Until he saves you. How will I know it, Paige? You'll know it. You will know it. You will know it. You will know it. Just keep on praying to him until he saves you. Seek him with all your heart. Seek him with all your heart. Seek him with all your heart, and he will bring you into Jesus Christ, the ark, the ark, the ark, the ark of safety. Come into the ark. Repent and come into the ark of safety. They ain't going to stop that cussing until they come into the ark. And a whole lot of them have no intent of coming into the ark. I had to come out after them now. I had to let them know, but they don't intend. A lot of them are laughing at me right now. They're saying, that fool, that idiot, who you think he's talking to? We ain't thinking about you, Paige. But to those of you who have been touched, come into the ark. Come into the ark. Say, oh, Lord, save my soul. Oh, Lord, save my soul. Oh, Lord, save my soul. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Paige.
Been faithful. been true, and you've done all that you could do. And for your faithfulness is your time. You applauded for the rest. Now is your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness is your time.